This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Audrey Raj. Christine Wong and Frida Liu are in the studio with me. We are talking about millennial marketing gimmicks. Do they appeal to you? Do you find them annoying? Tell us what you think. Get in touch with us 018-789-8899, or you can tweet us or catch us on Insta Story at BFM Radio. It's time for the final story of the day. So I read this article about how, remember Jeopardy? Mm-hmm. Jeopardy host Alex Trebek. Yes. Mm-hmm. He claims recently that a Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau wears a hidden buzzer in his shirt that alerts his staff when he wants to be discreetly extracted from a meeting. So if you know the Jeopardy host, he is famous for his extremely wry sense of humor. So it's entirely possible that he was joking when he said this. But in any event, I thought, you know, this hidden buzzer is kind of cool, you know, and apparently this hidden button thing, this hidden buzzer thing is actually a real thing. So Pope Pius the 11th reportedly had a button under his desk in the papal palace that could alert an attendant waiting outside the room to enter and usher out visitors. Right. Royal historian Hugo Vickers told People magazine in 2011 that not only does Queen Elizabeth II have a discreet buzzer in her Buckingham Palace suite, but she also uses a system of secret signals that let staff know when she wants to leave a conversation, including, like, you know, twisting her ring or certain handbag movements. Okay. Now, I think something like this could be really useful, you know, not only for bad first dates, but also when we meet, you know, we meet people sometimes who just don't know how to stop talking, or they don't get the hint that you want to end the conversation. Right. I think we meet people like this all the time in our capacity, working in radio. And, you know, you don't necessarily need to be the head of a state or royalty to have a similar escape hatch. So I looked up a couple of apps that will actually help you act as your own extraction buzzer. Okay. All right. So the first one is called Fake Conversations, and you can find this for iOS users on the Apple App Store. You know, if you ever had to take a fake phone call in order to escape some unwanted social pressure, well, Fake Conversation makes that handy little trick a whole lot easier by providing not only a ring for your fake call, but also a script for you to recite that will help you sell the lie for anyone within earshot. Now, if you are an Android user looking for an alternative, then try out the Fake Call and SMS on Android. It has a super slick quick call feature that lets you preset a fake call alert at a preset time, and also features a nifty fake text message alert as well. It's extremely useful for giving you an excuse to duck out of social obligations early, and nobody will suspect a thing. There are also all kinds of apps online that will actually generate SMS messages to you, you know, just by, you know, you click, you open the app, and the next thing you know, it will send you an SMS. Mm. Or there are even like a list of excuses that you can give in order to, you know, exit a meeting if you need to.
Yeah.
Many cool things online that can act as your own extraction buzzer.
I love the idea that there are politicians and royalty that have a tiny button that's like, get me out of here, because that would be me as someone famous. Like, that's just me. I want to have like a little button on my watch or something, call in the Secret Service, I gotta get out.
Yeah.
But also, you know, sometimes with these kinds of apps, I also feel like it's kind of sad that they exist and that we need them, right? By right, if you want to excuse yourself from an uncomfortable situation, it should be okay just to be like, sorry, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not comfortable with this, whatever. And I think it's in a way, like, it's useful, but it's also a little bit sad.
No, I just say, I'm tired, I got to go.
Yeah.
I mean, I think for me, most of the time, I will just be like, I'm going to go to bed, so I'm going to leave. But there are some situations, for example, you know, like on like date situations or whatever, or a situation where you might feel unsafe, or there's a social implication or a social consequence that you might suffer because of you leaving early or something like that. Then this would come in quite handy, I think, for those situations.
So communication is key, and you should learn how to frame it in a positive way.
Exactly.
So you're delivering bad news in a good way.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah, I've got to go. And the little things as well, right? I mean, I'm just side topic about body language. If you finish a conversation, you're in a face-to-face meeting, you've got to go. You don't just say that. So you literally stand up And when you stand up, I guess the person has to adjourn. So you have to do these things sometimes.
Right. Nonverbal as well.
Nonverbal.
Okay. All right. Well, it's time to wrap up. We've been talking to you about millennial. Not yet. Not yet, Frida. You wait. You just hold on. Millennial marketing gimmicks. Do they appeal to you? Do you find them annoying? Chris, what does our Twitter poll say?
Let's wrap it up. So we had our three options. So we had Instagram worthy is cool at 5%. We've got they appeal in a way at 29%. And it's annoying at 66%, which I agree with.
Yeah, a lot of people out there find MMG, millennial marketing gimmicks, annoying. All right, and also a quick wrap of the stories we covered today. We started off with that story on Hasbro's new board game.
Yeah, so Hasbro has released Monopoly for millennials, and that led us to ask you guys, what do you think of millennial marketing gimmicks? Do they appeal or do you find them super annoying?
Right, and we talked about reframing, how to deliver bad news in a positive way.
And then we talked about why your employees cut corners and also some solutions that you can apply to that problem.
Of course, and then that final story about how you can get your own extraction buzzer if you need to get out of a socially awkward situation, you know, just use those apps.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up after the 1 p.m. News Bulletin, we have the Breakfast Grill replay. On the grill today was Christopher Davidson, CEO of BigPay. Now, with digital challenger banks like Monzo, Revolut and N26 making huge waves in the UK, could AirAsia's BigPay do the same in Southeast Asia? The Breakfast Grill spoke to BigPay's CEO, Christopher Davidson, on the idea behind BigPay, its business model and its growth plans in the region. Thank you, everyone, for your feedback today. On behalf of Frida Liu and Christine Wong, my name is Audrey Raj. Thank you for listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. We'll be back again tomorrow at noon, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.